Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perig, Yud, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Nimchak, Shtar Chayve. I have a Shtar Chayve that Reuven owes me $100. The problem is, you can't read it. Now, there are witnesses that are saying Edus. We know that it got erased by accident. Either it was smeared with ink or was dropped into water. You can't read the writing now. So that's okay. Me'idin al Aveda. We can bring witnesses who know what was written there. They know the date in which it was written. They know all the details. And they say Edus. Ibal lifnei Bezdin, they come before a Bezdin. V'oisin lekiyim. They establish the shtar. They do so by creating another document. This is the kiyim. This is the shtar that Bezdin replaced the first shtar with. And the shtar spells it out. Ish Pliny ben Pliny, this person so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. Nimchak shtaroi. His shtar got erased. Beyond Pliny u'Pliny. On this and this day. U'Pliny Edom. And so-and-so are his witnesses. Now, the names of the Edom who signed the first shtar also have to be included in this replacement shtar. Because what if the borrower wants to claim, oh, those first Edom were false. The loan never happened. So we need those Edom, and of course, the names of the new Edom. The Edom that testified that they saw the shtar with the first Edom. Vaitras a commission of Misha Parah Mikzas Chayve. When a person paid a part of his Chayve, like we discussed in the previous Mishnah, can't leave the shtar in the hands of the Malva, because he can then say, no, I owe him the whole money. Now, I can't ask the Malva to give it to the Loiva. I can't ask the lender to give it to the borrower, because then he has no proof that part of the loan is still owed to him. So Zakt Mishnah, Mi Shepara Mikzas Chayva. If someone paid a part of the loan, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yachlif, rip up the old shtar, write a new shtar. If Lechatchila, he owed me 100, or I owe him 100, and I paid 50. So rip up the shtar that says, I owe 100, write a new shtar that says, I owe 50. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Yichtav Shayva. Rabbi Yossi says you could write a receipt. The lender can write a receipt and give it to the borrower that I got 50. So what's he going to do? He's going to show me a shtar that I owe him 100. I'll show him a shtar that says I gave you 50. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you do it that way with the receipt, nimsa, so it turns out, zeh, that this borrower, tzarech lias shomer shayver, is always going to have to guard his receipt minuach barim from the mice. Because if he loses it, then the Malva has a shtar that says I owe him 100. Amalei Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said, Kach yafaloi. It's still much better this way. The gears of the Batanura is Vechein yafaloi. It's better for the Malva that the Loiva has to worry about, oh, if I lose this receipt, I'm in trouble. But this way he'll pay up quicker. Now, if I'm going to make him write over a brand new shtar, it's going to be problematic for the Malva. Because when's the date of the new shtar? It's going to be much later than the original loan. Now, if I don't wind up paying back, normally the Malva can take my field away. What if I sold my field? Well, it depends when I sold it. If I sold it after the loan or before the loan. So we have to know when the date of the loan is. So let's say I borrowed $100 Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, I paid him 50. We write a brand new shtar. We rip up the old shtar. We write a brand new shtar. Now by Sivan, he comes and says, I want my money. Sorry, I don't have. Okay, I'm taking your field. I sold my field. When did you sell it? I sold it at the end of Nisan. Oh, but that was after the original loan. Yeah, let me see the shtar. Oh, you have a shtar that says, I owe you 50. That shtar says Rosh Chodesh Iyar. I sold it before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So this is going to backfire on the Malva. It's going to be problematic for the Malva to rip up the old shtar and write a new shtar. So we would much rather let the Malva keep his original shtar that says, Taka, I owe him 100. That has the real date of the original loan. Aye, what's going to be? He'll claim back the 100. I already paid him 50. So but then I have a receipt. Aye, there's pressure on me to make sure the receipt doesn't get eaten up by mice. Good. It's good there should be a little bit pressure on the Loiva because we want him to Taka pay back. Okay, we learned in our Mishnah, if someone's shtar was erased, Edom could come and testify before Bezdin, and we saw it, and Bezdin issues a replacement shtar. It has to have all the information that so-and-so his shtar got erased, which was written on this and this day, so-and-so were his witnesses. Then we learned that if someone paid up a little bit of a chayv, what do we do with the balance? So Yehuda says, rip up the old shtar, write a new shtar. Rabbi Yossi says write a receipt. Rabbi Yehuda says receipt would be pressure on the loiber to make sure it doesn't get eaten by mice or lost. To which Rabbi Yossi answers, good, this way he'll pay back quicker. And if we rip up the old shtar, write a new shtar that has the wrong date, that could be a problem for the malva.